الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the many narrations where Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about fitan, trials that will come at the end of time, one message that is quite common amongst all the narrations is one is the virtue of the land of Sham, where he would speak about how much of protection Allah has kept in the lands of Sham. When trials and tribulations will come, go to the lands of Sham. They would ask, where will the Arabs be on that day when we will be attacked from all sides? He will say, majority will be in the lands of Sham. The markers of the Mahdi will be in the lands of Sham. From there you can understand why Sham has to be such a target for the enemy. When everything is going to be happening in Sham, the easiest way is no army, no victory. How many years effort has been made to destroy Allah's army in the lands of Sham. The more effort that was made by evil forces, the more Allah Tabarakallah brought out fighters. Now the lands of Sham are showing the world what is called people who can fight for the deen. A second message that you find throughout the narrations is that the protection from trials and tribulations, the greatest protection is Quran. Greatest protection is Quran. It was when COVID came that we saw at that time many people were stuck to their houses. They did not have time to go out to lectures, to bayans. Some people actually felt that there could have been a spiritual, what is called, starvation, unable to mix with people, see people. During those days, what gave people strength? Many people started listening online to anything to do with Quran. Because it is this Quran that you could do what you want to take the people away from anything and everything. But Allah Ta'ala made it that Quran was going to be protected. 1,400 years has already gone. Effort was made to stop Quran being made full. The effort was in vain. Entire Quran came. Effort was made to prevent the Quran being preserved. Effort was in vain. Entire Quran was preserved. Effort was made to prevent Quran coming to the people. Effort was in vain. Allah Ta'ala brought it. Around the world, Quran would go. Around the world. Teachers would be sent. There would be those who would say that one narration of Allah's Nabi, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches. They say, on account of this narration, for the last so many years, I'm just sitting in this masjid. They also had a desire to go out, to go do something. Allah Ta'ala made some people attracted to the Quran so much, they couldn't do anything else. For them it was their mission, they will just sit and teach Quran, just sit and teach Quran. And then there would be another group, Ta'allam al-Quran. Whenever they would get the opportunity to learn Quran. And in different ways Allah Ta'ala made that teaching of Quran famous or prevalent in different parts of the world. But as Quran has no limits, it is the uncreated speech of Almighty Allah. The dive into the beauty of Quran also got no limits. And how much one progresses in Quran, he will always find that I need more. I want more. During COVID we saw the amount of enthusiasm, feelings amongst the general people to understand a core message of the Quran. So we began a series which was known as Lessons from Quran, but it took an entire surah like Surah Baqarah. And in a space of about 1 hour, 1.5 hours, the entire Surah Baqarah was discussed. Whereas the entire Surah Baqarah, you can't discuss it in 1 hour, 1.5 hours. Then surah by surah we took it and it became like a 1 hour per surah. So there are so many surahs in Quran, but Allah Tabarakallah's kindness, we were able to complete this lessons from Quran. And a lot of people listened to it and they expressed how much they benefited. As I heard about people, how they benefited from the lessons of Quran, a thought went to me that if someone has to tell me a lesson from Quran, what a lesson. But as long as I can't pick up which word shows what, I can't relate the word to the lesson. I can take back the lesson, but I can't repeat the lesson. I can take back the lesson. I'll say, amazing, wal-adiyat, what a lesson in it. Someone will say, what's the lesson? I'll say the lesson in English. They will say, where the lesson is mentioned in the surah? I will say, I don't know. It's somewhere there. One of the miracles of Quran, that i'jaz, which is spoken about, miraculous nature of Quran, was the wording, Almighty Allah. The wording. Why this word in the place of that word? What was in that word? And this miracle was not restricted only for the masters of the Arabic language. Allah Tabarakala spoke about this honor of Quran. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. That when we revealed this, we revealed it in the language of an Arab. The Arabic language which makes everything clear. عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. The language makes everything clear, meaning you take an English language and you try to explain Quran, you're not going to get far. One word needs to be explained in the Arabic language. So if you give an English explanation, it has to be shown with the words. That this word means this, it means this, it means this, it means this. Put this word in this place. Now look at that meaning. It is only when you have some taste of the Arabic that you understand how open it comes. When we came to the last few surahs of this lessons from Quran, I noticed people were able to engage more even. Because now they had understood, they were memorizing those surahs. Alam tara kaifa. My desire was after the Maghrib Salah, if Allah allows, we will explain Alam tara kaifa li ilafi Quraysh ara'ayt alladhi. One explanation from the many. This is Quran. The translation is set. From the translation, the message that the individual gets, which is known as al-i'tibar bil-Quran, to take lesson from Quran. This i'tibar, this lesson, is something on a double level of enjoyment. It removes doubts. But the individual is thinking, sometimes I give a bayan, someone says that, you know what I was thinking about in the bayan you mentioned? It makes me happy, and at the same time I think, if only this person knew the meaning of Quran, then you won't have to contact me and say, you know what you mentioned in the bayan, I was thinking of that. Then you will say, whenever I got a thought and I recite Quran, I find the answer to my thoughts. This is Quran. It's a miracle how it speaks to every individual, but for it to speak to you, you have to have a listening ear, you have to have an understanding ear, and then you have to have a mind that ponders. Allah Tabarakala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. What is wrong with the disbeliever that he has still not pondered over Quran? Had he started pondering, the disbeliever would have found belief also. At the present time in the world, after what started happening in the lands of Sham, Palestine, many non-Muslims have been intrigued that what strength do these people get with Quran? So the only way they can get an answer is someone says to them, they read Quran. They ask themselves, a non-Muslim, how do these people have so much strength? Bombs are falling. They're living in such conditions. Families have died. So then they are told by someone, they read Quran. So what they will go do, they will decide to then read Quran themselves. But the non-Muslim can't read Quran. He can't relate with the Arabic word and the English. He can't. He can't say Allahu Akbar and start enjoying Quran. He only reads a translation of Quran. But even that translation is so captivating that as he goes along his journey, he realizes it pulled him into Islam. In one masjid in London, a person wrote the following message: our masjid is one This is not the only place. We have heard enough like this around the world. Our masjid is one where not a day goes by without someone accepting Islam. Alhamdulillah, in the last 2 months, whenever we have asked what has caused them to look into Islam, to become a Muslim, 8 out of 10 have cited the Palestinians as the reason. They want to know what has made these people so strong. Said Quran. Say, what's this Quran? They start reading. The desire was within me. I would attend many jalsas, hifz jalsas especially, and I would call it, they would call it the khatam. Khatam means this is the end, like, that you have reached your destination. Then I would ask the boy, now what are you going to do now? So someone will say, I'm going to become an alim. I say, Mubarak to you, you're going to learn the meaning of Quran. How lucky you are. And another one would say, me, I'm going to go study further. Whatever it is, other studies. So the most I would hear someone saying to him, make sure you make door. There was nothing more that they could say to him. Make sure you make door. They could never say that even if you do not become an alim and understand the deep meanings of Quran, when you have given 3 years to memorize Quran, if you only give a few months to understand a slight message of what you're reading in Quran, your entire life, whenever you're making tilawah, you're making dhuhr, you're making tarawih, you're just reading one page, they're going to make you the imam. You know I'm going to be reciting wadduha today. Your whole life you will read wadduha, but you will never know what you meant in wadduha. In one masjid the other day, someone said something very beautiful to me. He said, Fajr time, that's when the imam reads long qirat. So for the imam it's enjoyable because he's the imam, and especially if he knows the meaning. So he mentioned to another alim that, you know, his fajr is a little bit too long. So the alim says, laughed and told him that, you know, you get extra sawab. Extra sawab. So he told the alim, you know, Allah will give me sawab even if the imam reads Qul Wallahu Ahad. The sawab will come. You don't have to read so long. He said, really, so long is a longer message. He said, the problem is, I don't know what that message is. For me, you're telling me sawab. Okay, I'm going to get what I say. Qul Wallahu, I'll take the sawab. He said, now the message is long, but I don't know what's the message. He said, Fajr time is the best time where your heart is open to take the message. Your wife hasn't started troubling you still. You're still in a good mood. But when you come, you don't know what the message is. That's why some masjids you will see after the Fajr Salah, they'll say we'll have a lesson of tafsir. But in the tafsir, there's no big tafsir. It's actually just a translation of Quran. That translation is given because the bayan itself, which was Quran, wasn't understood. And me and you all know, if a great scholar comes, great scholar, but they say, but the bayan is going to be in Arabic, the bayan is going to be in Bangla, bayan will be in Chinese, bayan will be in Urdu, and there will be translation. Just that word translation, a person says, if I don't know the language itself, I'll sit for the translation, but I'm not really getting what the speaker is saying. As long as we never related with the language itself, no matter how many bayans we will hear of the meaning of Quran, it will never make us connect like what a person connects when he understands little of the meaning. Madrasa, when an alim from India would come, Pakistan, he would say to the students who are in the first year, that although you all have only started learning the language, don't go to the translation. You would say, here, if you pick up 1-2 words also, you'll enjoy it so much, you won't pick it up at the translation. Just that little that you know will be lost, sit here. And the more you will pay attention, the more you will understand. So when I saw in the world, there was such a growing thirst to know what is this message, such a thirst of the young, of the old, the men, the women. And the thought was, that how do you encourage the Muslim world in a huge, large number? That as you're making tilawah of Quran, you tried hifz, you managed, Mubarak, you were hafiz of Quran, but In the books they have always described Quran. Quran is the wording and its meaning. So in the jalsas I started saying to the hafiz, you are a half hafiz. You memorize the one part of Quran, the wording. You got the meaning left. But you don't need another 3 years now. You don't need to learn a language. Allah Ta'ala has made the mind such that you pick up a few words. Whoever came to this country who never knew English, how they picked it up? How in school we learned Afrikaans? We learned Afrikaans where we never know what the teacher was saying. The teacher never know what he or she was saying. Everyone just looked in the textbook, looked for that line. This line I think is the right answer, wrote it. The teacher also marked it. Most of us, you would say, I almost failed Afrikaans, but I passed. That's how we passed. Afrikaans we managed. Zulu we managed. A man had to become a doctor. He went to China. He learned Chinese to become a doctor. He learned Chinese to become a doctor. And that language which Allah made so alive that every day we hear it so many times, that language everyone said very hard to understand. That was made the easiest, but it just needed one step in that direction. And I looked, I saw certain places in the world have started it, and I wanted to make it arm. I wanted to make it general, I wanted to make this cry heard by Lord. Somehow or the other understand what you are reading. You will not make tafsir. Tafsir of Quran without adequate knowledge is creating your place in Jahannam. Like in some countries, because everyone got the thirst to understand Quran. So when the person is not taught how to understand Quran, some people take that courage, that bravery. In some countries you will see they have a small group. You'll get so happy you think they're making tilawat of Quran, reading door to each other. You go sit by them. You see the Quran is open, but which Quran? The Arabic? No, the English. English Quran is open. And there's a group, sometimes there's a group of men and women all sitting together in some countries. And then the head of the group, he says, he reads the verse, his reading is not so good also, because he doesn't know the Arabic language. He's not a scholar. But he reads little bit. Maybe he drove a taxi in Egypt for a few months. So he knows little bit the language. And now he reads, and then he reads the English translation. No one was there to ever teach him what is Quran. But he had a desire. When a person got a desire for something and you don't give him halal, he'll go look for haram. So this man sits and he says to the first person, what do you think is meant in this verse? And once the first person starts talking, then everybody has to have a rhyme. Because people in the world, where you'll ever say, I don't know. So everyone will say, I think. Another person won't even say, I think. You'll say, no, it's like this. So as everyone gives his interpretation, they end up with something which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a man who speaks in Quran on his opinion, even if he comes to the right conclusion, he's still in error. Because he took the wrong approach. You don't play with the book of Almighty Allah. Had it been so easy, a Nabi of Allah wouldn't have come with the book. If it had just been a book that landed in Makkah Mukarramah, forced on the throats of people, said, read and understand. They knew the language. It needed an explanation also. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he came, three things he brought. Yatlu alayhim ayatik. First, he read the verses to them. But when he read it to them, they knew the meaning of it. They knew the meaning. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And then, using Quran, he would remove from them whatever evil had settled in them before Quran. Quran was used. Every new verse was to remove an old thought. Every new verse to remove. So on the entire Quran, when it ended, Allah Tabarakallah said, today your deen has been completed. You got everything needed to make you a perfect believer now. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Using Quran. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would teach them deeply the meaning of Quran and His Sunnah. Deeply. But see that middle one, he would make their tazkiyah. He would purify them. How he would purify them? By reading Quran to them, they already started getting purified. But if we have to go in our hifz classes, if we have to find a child who started maktab, and now he reached a certain class in the grades, and then they say that, you know, the problem is when the boy just reaches the age where all evil comes, that's when he's leaving the maktab. Now when all the problems come, now he's leaving, now he needs to be by us, we can give the answers. We would normally say, that boy who you had from that young age, you had enough time to teach him so much of Quran with its meaning, that it would have purified him long before evil could ever come to him. But that boy read Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas so many times in madrasa, but nobody was there to tell him, now let me tell you what it basically means. So when he went home, for him Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas meant Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. It meant that. There was no message that he really took. And the boy who finished hifz of Quran, and everyone was saying to him, you know how lucky you are. But he also used to wonder, I wonder why. When the first jalsa I went to of one cousin of mine when I was small, I got inspired to memorize Quran. Why? I went for his jalsa and I saw how much of presents people gave him. So at that time I liked tennis. I saw one tennis racket. That tennis record was like my inspiration. From that young age that if I finish hifz, someone will give me a tennis. When you're young, something just sticks in your mind. Now when I think about it, I think after I finish hifz, no one gave me that record also. But when you're small, now you see the presence. See how lucky he is. That was the luck. And if you asked him, like, are you lucky? Like, he said, yeah, you know how much money I got. After you ask him, like, what you got? He said, no, Ramadan time, I'll make the Taraweeh. They'll say, sometimes they'll call you, Hafiz, how are you? When Allah Tabarakallah says, we have given you something now that there's no need for you to look at anything of the world. And you ask the Hafiz, is it like that? Then the Hafiz boy is saying, I don't know, like, I'm looking at the world, but I want a nice car, I want a nice house, I want a nice this one. And the worst came, when we started hearing people saying that sometimes the worst boys in the town you find are the Hafiz boys. That would really break. So in one lecture I even mentioned, if a normal man makes so much tilawat, like what the Hafiz done in his 3 years, that man would be called the wali of the era. They say, you know how much Quran he reads every day? But the Hafiz reads more Quran than that, and they call him the shaitan of the era. So what was the difference between the two readings? That man is reading one para a day, you just see the change coming in his life. This boy is reading 6-7 paras and it's just, he's like becoming bored of Quran. So the thought troubled me, like, what are we missing in Quran? And the answer was, that if the boy only knew what he's meaning, reading, and he read it with that feeling. So we mentioned it in bayans, people ask, can you create a system where people can so easily? We said, everyone can do it. In every hifz class, the teacher just has to think of some system. And then carry on for a while until Allah Tabarakallah then put it in the mind that let's also we create. We make a system that others can see and others can work on also. A simple system. Easy to access, easy to understand. So that is when we created, or what we wanted to create, a system where a person can relate with Quran. Not only does he get the explanation, but he is also taught a few words of the surah. For this year, an application, because in today's time, everything happens on the phone. So the desire was to create an application, and we thought that this application will take quite a while, a lot of work will be required. Most of the work on this application has already been completed. There are some people who have been hearing of this application for a while. They're asking, why are we not now launching it, putting it on the Play Store? So there is that last few things that have to be sorted out, but practically to a great extent we feel that inshallah in the next 1 month we will be able to put this application general for everyone. For the old, for the young, and this is just the first step. Otherwise many have made steps in this direction. Spiritual Light is like a website which we have. If you just go on spirituallight.co.za, as soon as Spiritual Light website opens, you'll see they join the WhatsApp group for males, for females. You just press it there, you're on the group. So when this application will be launched, definitely on the group, the message will come, how to use it, what to do. The nature of this application goes in this manner. Allah Tabarakallah blessed me with some friends who gave a lot of time to create this thing. They heard of the idea and I was very happy with the layout. It might be easier, somebody else does it later on, changes the system, but the present system works in this manner. Then when you come to a tab which is called Learn Quran, it will open up with the first surah which we felt a person should understand, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Surah Fatiha will come after a short while because we felt it's still a little difficult for the beginning. To start it off, you start with a small surah. So you would start in this manner. The first message you would see, try to copy the recitation in tune and tajweed, whilst also glancing at the meaning below. So this will be قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ.
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
As the surah is being recited, at the bottom the translation is shown and a color goes. So if kul is being read, you will see the color say. You will not understand or remember anything. But the first way to learn something is where the mind sees something and doesn't remember. This is how attraction, adverts catch the mind. Soon as that is finished, it will say proceed to the explanation. There will be a 10-minute explanation of the surah that you heard. As the explanation is continuing, the meaning of the surah will be in front of you. So for 10 minutes while you're listening to the explanation, you're now hearing words which already registered in your mind when you saw it, but now you're hearing it loudly, you're seeing it. It will be a 10-minute explanation. And at the 10-minute explanation finishes, it will say proceed to the words. From the surah, about 7 words or 6 words are there. There is the Arabic without the English. You will look at it, most likely you won't know. And no wife is going to be around you to see if you know your sabak. So it will have pull there. Now you have to think, do I know the meaning of pull? I saw it one time when the imam was reading it. I saw it a second time when the explanation I had given, but I still don't know it. And you're not supposed to know it. So now you'll press pull and you say, hey, it means see, now I know it. It means say. You will go through all the words. After you finish, it will say, Mubarak, mashallah, well done. Say, think about the surah for today. But tomorrow when you come back, you don't jump to قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wanted something to be remembered, he would repeat it 3 times. So when you come back tomorrow, you will see قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ plays again. With that same message, try to recite it as being read. Now when you're reading it, you will actually see, hey, I know this translation. Because I saw قُلْ already, I saw أَعُوذُ, I saw بِ, I saw مِن, I saw a lot of things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you will read Quran, read on the tone of the Arabs. This recitation wants you to also get the tone. One person said the difference between the tone of the Arab and the non is the Arab, he knows the meaning. So he knows where to go high, where to go low. He said, even if you read on his tone, you don't even know why you're going high. We have a hope by listening to this here, your tone will even come better. Then there'll be a second explanation of 10 minutes. You will see written there, 2 of 3. Iteration, 2 of 3. Then again it will say words. The same words you saw yesterday, kul, a'udhu, same words. Now you will be able to answer 5 of the 7. You get caught in 1 or 2. You look at it again. Third day, again you thinking of kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Third day, you press, you want to jump to kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, you can't. It will tell you kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Third time, in 1 week you will hear kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas so many times. And the best is if you come to the masjid and the imam is reading it, you get so happy. Say, finally I know what he's saying. Finally. When I taught this to some students, I got so happy when I heard those students walking away. As they were walking, I heard one boy reading, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. He had learned Tabbat Yada when he was in Maktab. Never ever did he read it with feeling. Once he heard the meaning of it, naturally you click. Small surahs were meant to be recited by the imam lot. Why? Because the message must be repeated again and again and again. But if the person doesn't know the message, so a third time you will go through it. At the end of the third time you will say, MashaAllah, you finished kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, get ready for a quiz. This is what small children like, but old people just don't like quizzes. So it even writes, they don't worry, if you can't manage, try later. But it's so easy, the quiz, that inshallah, if you don't get 5 out of 5, you can actually slap yourself. When you will get 5 out of 5, you will say, I know Quran. I know Quran. So you're not the alim of the era. You're not going to give given the platform to come give Jummah Bayan and say, you know what? This is for you when the imam says, Allahu Akbar, waladdallin, ameen, kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Suddenly you wake up, say, I know this one. I know it. And you start connecting with Quran. This application was made in that way. On this application until now, we have gone until the surah, wal-adiyat. Our desire is now, after wal-adiyat, surah Fatiha, then to take those surahs which a person normally recites. By the time you reach surah al-Iqra, al-Qari'ah, wal-adiyat, surah Fatiha, you have finished about 17 surahs of Quran. From every surah you learnt about 7 to 10 words of Quran. If you had learnt 7 to 10 words from about 17 surahs of Quran, you practically now know about close to 100 words of Quran. Ulama have mentioned if a person can manage to understand 500 words of Quran, 70% of Quran he should be able to understand. Now whether that is true or not, it's something we want to put in practice. But just until wal-adiyat and surah Fatiha, you will know easily over 100 words of Quran. But the more important is, it took you so many weeks to reach there. During those weeks in the nights, you did nothing but ponder over the meaning of Quran. The end of the day was Quran. Supplication was made for that. May Allah Tabarakala accept it, make it beneficial when it's launched, use it. We want people, when you are doing it, and I also thought about now that the person is doing it, he would love to learn why does the word get fatha. Why do we say a'udhu, not a'udha, a'udhi? Why we say bi rabbi, not bi rabbu, bi rabba? You might think that's the only thing you can say. But there's a science in this year known as nahwa. There's a science known as sarf, how the verbs are made. So at that time I thought young children would love to understand this. You don't have to be an alim to understand this basic laws. So in this application, after every surah, there is one basic lesson of Arabic. So if you do 10 lessons, basic lessons of Arabic, you will even know why the imam said bi rabbin nas, not bi rabba. It will help with your hifz. Mistakes which a boy makes who doesn't know the Arabic language, you will never make. They say there's mutashabiyat, I'm getting confused. When you know little but basic laws, you will not get confused. Our desire was, so we put that in. For the older person who says this is a little bit hard to understand, and he must just skip that and stay with the easy stuff. And for the younger child, whose mind is a little sharp, try to connect with Quran. So this is what we made, it is called Learning Quran Applications, Spiritual Light. Inshallah, we are on the verge of now putting it out. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it in the next 1 month or 2 months. We are able to allow this. When this year got ready, I was so happy. And I said that I will just call groups to me and teach them. But then when I looked at the application, I said there's hardly any benefit of me calling them to me because they can learn it on the app. But there is something called when you spend time, you can understand things much better than when you try it on your own. So a second desire was then created, to create a place where youngsters or old, but only males, not females, only males, can be able to come and spend a little time. There were many times I would come for a lecture, someone would say, can I speak to you 5 minutes? I'll tell him, my friend, look at this group in front ready to make salam. If I give you 5 minutes and they take 5 minutes, I'm not going home tonight. So I would normally just say to him, phone me. He'll say, what's my phone number? I'll say, get it from that other person. And that other person was normally told, don't give my phone number to anyone. Why I would do this, my life was too tight to be able to give time to anyone, and I really felt guilty about that. So my desire was that there should be certain times in my life where I can give time. And I would like a youngster or the older person in different groups to come to spend time. So we created what is called a madrasa, which is different from the normal Hibs madrasa, a normal Darul Uloom madrasa. This is called a 10-day, 14-day. It is time to spend together. In that 14 days, I thought I will teach a person in a 14-day period in the fastest way that I can think possible how to understand Quran. I will give him a taste of what we enjoy when we read Quran so that he can understand I need to use this app. So this started, it is known as Madrasa Rawdatul Islah. By Allah's kindness, we started one program 20 days ago. There was a group of youngsters who came. We were so happy in the holidays to get a group who comes. We had other things at the place also, but we never advertised anything but learn Quran. Mullah Yusuf Biku, when he came, he said a nice thing to the youngsters. He said, the only reason I came to see you is I feel you are such a noble group of youngsters that who will ever sacrifice their holidays to learn Quran? But this group did it. Some of them I would ask, now you're finishing today, what you going to do? They say, I got 5 days left of my holiday. And then 5 days left. I said, didn't like you think like your father is going to send you somewhere, go out. But those boys said, no, we just wanted to come. But at the place that we created, Allah Pak made it possible that we had a desire from long that young and old males of this ummah must know a few things. One is they must all know how to ride a horse. One is all must know how to swim. All must know basic archery. All must be able to put their hands in the sand, plant something, let something grow. Mustn't be that you just call your worker and say, hey, bring the spades, put some water there, you have to do it yourself. They must know how to have their own chicken. They must know the difference between male chicken and female chicken. Many of us don't know, when we go to the shops, we only see a dead chicken. So we have never known this thing got life once upon a time. We have to know how the chicken comes out. After it comes out, how you can get from an egg another chicken. If the egg can't make it, you can make it yourself. We're living in a world where at the moment they are on the verge of opening to the world, plastic everything. Plastic everything means manufactured. So if they say there's a shortage of chicken in the world, they say no problem, we'll create chicken in the lab. And they are doing it. And because when a man goes to the shop, he doesn't worry about is it real chicken or real chicken as real or not, it's just called chicken. So for long it was said, you have to learn to eat what you grow. And you have to learn to eat what you raise. Because that one thing you know, you never inject it. And if anything dirty has to happen, when you see dirt, you understand. Today they were in the kitchen, the boys. So because it's not my place, we were using some other place. It just happened that the kettle, whenever using another place, our madrasa at the moment is not yet ready. We're hoping, inshallah, after Ramadan, the madrasa will be completely ready. So we used another structure, and it's a very nice structure. The students enjoyed it. But when they looked in the kettle, now because it's a kettle, like, You use so many years, no one cleans it like how your mother will clean the kettle. So you'll see a little bit green in the kettle. So because of that green, now all the boys said, we're not going to have kettle tea. Because you see the green, you say, we bring the pot, we'll boil it. We're not putting it in the kettle. So then I said to them, you know when you're in an aeroplane? In the aeroplane, if someone offers me bottled water, I might take. But if ever, I normally people in the aeroplane, they always say, my head pains, I need coffee. Coffee and tea is the main thing. But when you ask for coffee, they don't take bottled water and they put it in the kettle. So where does that water come from? So they have one container in the aeroplane, a very big container, because that container supplies water to the bathroom also. And you know how many people go to the bathroom? And it also supplies water to the kettle. But they don't mind, because once it comes there, the kettle boils, it germs come out, you got good water, no one dies. But if ever you had the chance to make an excursion to the container, because remember this is a big container. So I read one article about how they clean that container. The man who cleans the container jumps in the container with boots. And with a broom he scrubs the green. Just that will make you understand where your aeroplane water comes from. After that, the headache would disappear when they come and say, sir, you want tea? You say, no, give me water. Bottle of water. Just thinking of that man with his boots. But what now put me off? When you see it yourself, you understand, I can't use this. When we never saw the system of our chickens which are being made in a huge number, and our juices which are made in a huge number. My one friend, I'm not saying this to put you all off. I'm just saying, they're saying seeing changes a lot of things. My one friend went to a fruit factory, fruit juice factory. So you see your Ceres and your liquid fruit and your Oros and whatever it is, Ceres made in Cape Town, what they say, in the Eastern Cape, the lovely, lush vineyards of the Eastern Cape, the best of fruits. But when he went to the fruit factory, what fruit you going to see them using? You're going to see them using overripe fruit or rotten fruit. Because that's what's going to be delivered. They're not going to make crispy, red apples, make some fruit juice. So when he saw those apples coming, and they reach a certain surf, when they touch the surf, all the dirt stays behind. In the dirt, you even see the worms moving around. And then you see the rest going through. It goes through a lot of stuff, meaning they do make it clean for you. We're not saying it's not clean. But when he saw what got left behind, he went on a diet from juice from that day. He said, I'd rather make my own. If you have to go in the world at the moment, even if we don't discuss the issue of haram, if you have to see what happens behind the scenes, you will say, I don't want. It's just that they don't show that. So we had a desire where a person must learn these things. So Madrasa Rodatul Islam was established for that. How the cause will run in the future. Today, alhamdulillah, another group of boys have come. They will spend 10 days with us, where we will try in a 10-day period to teach them what we taught those boys in 20 days. What we taught them in those few days, they had a chance to go through. In 20 days, they reached the Surah Ida Zulzilatil Arudu Zilzalaha. We could see boys who had never known the meaning of Quran. When they would go on the Musalla and read the Surah, even if they never understand word by word meaning, as they reading, you can understand this boy knows the message of Wal-Adiyah. He knows the message of Al-Qariyah. Just that basic surahs might take him everywhere in his life. Basic. He could live Quran now. He could take a message which my Allah is giving. He could be encouraged now, continue on this cause. Study Quran. There's enough tafsirs written. Beautiful explanations. Use this one, use that one. Listen to the tafsir that's on it. Look at the wording, enjoy reading Quran in Salah. But around that day, we also created the chance for these boys. They had a few chances to go on a horse. Some of them had never gone on a horse in their life. In a period of about 4 lessons, nearly every boy was able to start trotting, which I was very happy with. So they get a chance to go to professional horse trainers and they can start trotting. After that, then their fathers or themselves must go further. They were able to do archery for some of them the first time in their life. They had never held a bow. It was now the pull. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, reward for the one who makes the bow. Reward for the one who shoots the bow. Reward for the one who just collects the arrows that are shot. They were given that chance to see what is a bow. Some of them never know. Or if some of them knew, they only saw it on the game they play on the phone. I'm shooting. When the game, they're just scoring points, killing. Jump from the helicopter, I don't know what game they play. Jump from the aeroplane. Now I'm hiding here, I'm shooting him. They kill the whole world at night. But now you put them on the archery, they can't even pull that thing. Forget killing the enemy, they couldn't get the targets. Then you realize the real world is here, 5 meters away, you can't hit it. Start hitting. When a person does archery, his entire body becomes strong. When a person plays games, his entire body becomes weak. When a person looks at his real target, his eyesight, his mind, everything learns coordination. When a person plays games, he becomes like a zombie. He gets mood reactions, he gets irritated. The wife calls him, lovely food is ready, lovely food. So the difference between archery and a game. You have roast chicken, and your child is playing or you playing a game. Nowadays we have to say this, you playing the game. Because we saw grannies also. I reached one place, and I just heard her say, ah! There was an old auntie sitting there, we were in the shop, and she was playing one netball, basketball. She was like jumping with the ball. Old auntie. Then you have to say that you playing the game. You saw when a person plays the game, even if roast chicken is ready, and his mother or his wife says, come eat. I'm not hungry, man. Just leave me. And you do archery. After you shoot 5, you say, is the food ready? Because your whole body is used. Now when you sit to the meal, you say, hey, I'm hungry today. But with the game, you never said that. The game just tires your mind. That's all. So to show archery, to show horse riding, to show swimming, Allah Pak made it possible. We created now an environment for that. These boys will be here for the second group. After the second group, then there will be no cause now for a while because of other works that we have. So on the spiritual light application, then we will advertise after that, or we will announce then when the next groups will be. Our desire is now in the coming, what they call the English year, from January. So January, February, March, nothing will happen because really our thing starts with Ramadan. So after Ramadan, inshallah, from then till what we call December, the end of next year, we're hoping to have about 7 of these causes, 7 or 8. Each cause will be a period of 14 days. 14 days is what we felt is sufficient to teach these boys what we taught them in a period of 20 days. After 14 days, there will be another 7 days which is optional. That the man can stay himself, and what he learns, he can practically do it himself. Not just, I learned the system, I want to do it. I want to plant my own tree. I want to plant some plants. I want to take out something. I want to see something grow. I want to cut my own chicken. I want to feather the chicken, take out the feathers. I want to do something. So extra 7 days. So you're looking at between 14 to 21 days. Already from now, why we are announcing this thing even before it started, I want people to start thinking that for this mission to understand Quran and to be able to get a glimpse of what is a real life, in my coming year, I must be ready to take out that 14 days. And then when we give those dates around which we can change and play around, we would love groups to come and say, we will not manage more than a group of about 15 to 16 to 20. Up to 15 is manageable, then the more it gets, the more difficult it becomes. We would want groups who would come and say, one group is ready, I want to join a group. And to be able to put them in the same age categories, to be able to spend time, to have lessons during the day of Quran, to go out in the field. We would love to see young children coming to do it. We would love to see half people who have memorized Quran. Now, we're not going to teach them Quran, hifz. We're not going to teach them door, that they already did. Now they come in to say, I need just to understand what I'm reading. To learn how to understand it. I would love to see that person who comes and says, once upon a time I started hijs. It was too hard. I just left it. Whereas in Quran there's no word like leaving. If you could not remember Quran by mind, nothing stopped you pondering and making tilawat over Quran. We would love that boy to come say, for so many years I never read Quran. Now I came, I want to learn what is this Quran. We would love a boy who comes and says, I want to start hijs next year. But I feel if I know little of the meaning, when I'm memorizing Quran, I can actually be thinking of the meaning. Because I will be learning my sabak so many times in the day. If I know that meaning, I can actually let it become part and parcel of me. This is the group that we are targeting. There was a time when we actually thought we would also have a hijs madrasa side to side. Our intention now is to leave that for a while, not to have the hijs madrasa running, but rather to be able to go to hijs madrasas in the time that we find free, and to introduce to the teachers a system where he can also be able to teach his students doing hijs, how they can also learn their sabak, and at the same time they can understand Quran. It was in Laneja, one student of ours, he tried the system with some students of his own. He brought them to me. I saw the results. I was so happy. That boy memorized Quran and he also learned the meaning of Quran. When I saw it happening, I said, it's not hard. And I used to always wonder, why should it be hard when Allah has said himself, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرَنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ Iddikar means to take a lesson. So the first meaning of this verse is, indeed we have made Quran easy to take a lesson. So who is ready to take the lesson? فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ Harder than that day is the memorizing of Quran. We reach the hard part, we memorize Quran, the easy part. Kul, say, once you know it one time, say, everywhere in Quran when kul comes, it's going to mean say. It's going to be so much repetition of the word that once you hear it one time, you'll definitely know the meaning next time. You just needed someone to put it in front. May Allah Tabarakala accept this effort from us. May Allah Tabarakala make you the people who are listening. That you all be the first respondents to this program. You all be the ones who try it, you all be the ones who promote it. May Allah Tabarakala make it in the next few years in this country and around what we call the English-speaking world. I visited a country where they never knew my language. There I mentioned about this, immediately they said, can't we take this thing and translate it? Because our people don't know English, but another language, they also want to know Quran. Everyone wants to know Quran. May Allah Tabarakala make it in the next few years, the Muslim Ummah can go one level higher. That young and old, the child and the old person, they relate with Quran, with words and with meaning. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.